from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Freeport Indonesia acquisition valued at nearly $4 billion. Loan from World Bank will increase maritime logistics in Indonesia. Syariah economy reduces disruption to exchange rate stability. Now the news in detail. Indonesian state-owned enterprise minister Rini Sumarno explained that she has discussed Freeport Indonesia's acquisition value with Freeport McMoRan head executive Richard Atkerson. Minister Rini said in Jakarta on Saturday, June the 13th, that the final negotiation was $3 billion and almost touching $4 billion, or 56 trillion rupiahs. It's still being finalized. She further explained that the finalization will likely be complete within the next 2 weeks, which will focus on the discussion related to environmental financial issues. Minister Rini said she has already reported the value of the acquisition to Indonesian President Joko Widodo before the Idul Fitri day in mid-June. The rest will focus on the detailed agreement between both sides and crucially about the way the partnership should be handled professionally and transparently. Rini said how to maintain it in an apparent way that it does not intervene with the government and is truly managed transparently. Previously, the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Ignatius Jonan, had a closed meeting with Freeport CEO Richard Atkerson at the Four Seasons Hotel in Washington. The World Bank's Executive Board of Directors approved a new $300 million loan that will be used to support the Indonesian government in conducting reforms to reduce costs and to improve the reliability of maritime logistics. World Bank Representative Chief for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Rodrigo Echeves, remarked in a statement in connection with the loan received by Antara News Agency on Saturday, June the 30th, that efficient maritime logistics are important for higher growth in manufacturing, agriculture, and service sectors. A better logistics system can improve competitiveness and help reduce the cost of goods and services in remote areas, especially in the eastern region of Indonesia. According to Chavez, the loan was part of the second Indonesian Logistic Reform Development Policy loan to overcome obstacles faced in the flow of goods within and outside Indonesia's borders. At present, inefficient port operation, uncompetitive logistics service markets, and long trade procedures have hampered Indonesia's competitiveness. In addition, ports are often viewed as being an obstacle in the Indonesian logistic chain due to limited infrastructure, minimal regulation, and low productivity. These obstacles contribute to higher logistic costs for Indonesia's manufacturing sector as compared to Thailand and Vietnam. Similar obstacles play a role in Indonesia's lower logistic performance as compared to countries in the region as measured in the World Bank Logistic Performance Index. In the meantime, senior economist of the World Bank, Massimiliano Kelly, stated that the loan could help Indonesia, which is currently the largest archipelagic country with 17,000 islands, to have a long and fragmented logistic chain. The main focus of the project is to strengthen port governance and operations, foster a competitive business environment for logistic service providers, and make trading processes more efficient and transparent. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio said Sharia economy can reduce disruption to exchange rate stability. According to him, the disruption to the exchange rate stability is part of usury economy. He stated that Bank Indonesia's decision to raise its 7-day reserve repo rate by 50 basis points is aimed at coping with the onslaught of global speculations that put the rupiah under pressure. He noted that an Idul Fitri gathering with Indonesian Association of Muslim Economists in Jakarta recently, that the central bank will be able to reduce intervention in the money market or the frequency of raising interest rate if Sharia economy can make further progress in Indonesia. The bank governor further asked all related parties to catch up with other countries in developing Sharia economy in Indonesia. He revealed that Sharia economy in many countries, including Thailand and Australia, where Muslims do not make up majority group, has made more progress than that of Indonesia. The National Sharia Finance Committee must be able to implement a national strategy to develop Sharia economy as a new mainstream to develop economy in the country. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri said that the most challenging issue facing Indonesia ahead of the Industrial Age 4.0 is the matter of human resources and their skills. Hanif, in a college graduation in Tangerang, Banten, Saturday, June the 30th, said that the human resources alone is not enough. They must bear a good set of skills. According to the minister, Indonesia's industry in the future will slowly transform to existing jobs that would need certain skills. He said that the government must push for vocational education. He said that the government must push for vocational education. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economics Affairs Darmin Nasution previously also said that one of the ways to improve Indonesia's human resources is through vocational schools, since he sees that Indonesia still lacks competitive human resources compared to other countries. Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, meanwhile, explained that one of the national priorities that becomes the focus of his ministry is to build skilled human resources that would adapt to the Industrial Revolution 4.0 concept. In a bid to boost tourism and attract foreign tourists, Indonesian Tourism Ministry has launched Bali Hot Deals promotion packages, according to Antara News Agency. The ministry's Division 1 Deputy of Marketing Development Igede Pitana said in a recent statement that the Bali promotion was part of the Visit Wonderful Indonesia 2018, a program initiated by tourism stakeholders and associations. He said that the Visit Wonderful Indonesia 2018 aims to strengthen three important elements for tourists, namely accessibility, attractions, and amenities. He also added that the newly launched Hot Deals promotion featured these elements. The program had Haryadi B.S. Sukamdani, who was also present at the recent Hot Deals launch in Nusa Dua, Bali, said a total of 76 packages were offered. Haryadi said the duration, places, and events in each package vary with the best prices and in the spirit of Hot Deals, which is less for more. The packages, which have been carefully arranged by travel agents, are available on websites Indonesia Travel and itx.co.id. Chief Executive of state-owned lender PT Bank Tabungan Negara Mariono said relaxation in the regulation of loan-to-value or LTV ratio for houses would boost demand for property. The new policy will benefit customers as they could buy a house with lower down payment. Mariono recently said in Jakarta that demand would increase for property as the down payment would eventually be smaller. Earlier that day, Bank Indonesia revised the LTV regulation after raising its benchmark interest rate from 4.75% to 5.25%. Banks are now free to set the down payment to be paid by their clients for buying a house with bank credit. Banks are even free to offer a down payment of 0%. The regulation was to prevent an increase in non-performing loans. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio said he was confident the new regulation would not result in an increase in non-performing loan to endanger the country's economy. Last item, international rock performances in Yogyakarta, Jogja Rockkarta, will be enlivened by the presence of Megadeth. The legendary thrash metal group from Los Angeles, United States, will be performing at Jogja Rockkarta Festival at Kridosono Stadium, Yogyakarta, on October the 27th. The presence of Megadeth in Jogja Rockkarta Festival is the second time after Dream Theater last year on 29th and 30th September 2017. Anas Syahrul Alimi, the CEO and founder of Jogja Rockkarta Festival, on Saturday, June the 30th, said that Jogja Rockkarta Festival will present Megadeth, the legendary thrash metal from Los Angeles, California, United States, as the main lineup. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Freeport Indonesia's acquisition valued at nearly $4 billion. Loan from World Bank to Indonesia would increase maritime logistics. Syariah economy reduces disruption for exchange rate stability. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, which today is on Inas Gok releases another official music video of Asian Games. The Asian Games Organizing Committee Inas Gok released a music video sung by the renowned Indonesian band Slang and DJ Diva Barus. This 3-minute music video can be seen on YouTube and will be broadcasted also through television station. Inas Gok Committee Chairman Erick Thohir, in his official statement in Jakarta, said on Wednesday that the video was the fourth music video launched after Bright as the Sun, Jangger Friendship, and Unbeatable. He said the music video is one of Inas Gok's efforts in making the people of Indonesia get caught in a fever of Asian Games 2018, and he was sure people would love it. The music video featuring the Slang group takes a backdrop of the main stadium and aquatic Gelora Bung Karno, or GBK, which is the center of the 2018 Asian Games. The video featuring some artistic swimmers has a modern pop feel with a dominant blue and a red colors. In the video, Slang and Diva Barus also perform a unique, interesting, but simple Asian dance in the hope that people can easily follow it. Related to the song, one of the Slang's members, Bim Bim, said Slang takes the theme of peace and invite the public to unite and support the upcoming grand sport event and put aside various differences. Bim Bim added that they created the Asian dance because usually dancing can make people forget differences. Support from the public is needed for the success of Asian Games 2018 to be held in Jakarta in Palembang, to be followed by athletes from 45 countries. The implementation of the whole Games is not only in two cities, but also involves the cities around Jakarta, such as Bekasi, Cibinong, Karawang, Bandung, and Banten. That was My Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Tejayakasi.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with July 1, 1946. Indonesian National Police is established. The Indonesian National Police is directly responsible under the President. Shortly after the Japanese surrendered unconditionally to the Allies, the Japanese military government dismissed PETA and Gyugun troops while the police remained in charge, including at the time of Soekarno-Hatta proclaiming Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945. Officially then, the police became an independent Indonesian police force. Later, on July 1, 1946, it was reaffirmed with a government decree. The State Police Department was directly responsible to the Prime Minister. Then, this July the 1st is celebrated annually as Hari Bayangkara or Police Day to this day. Turning to the July 1, 1968, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is signed. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is an agreement signed on July 1, 1968 that limits the possession of nuclear weapons. Most sovereign states follow this agreement, although two of the seven nuclear-armed states and one nuclear-armed nation have not ratified this agreement. This agreement was proposed by Iran and was first signed by Finland on May 11, 1995 in New York. More than 170 countries agreed to continue this agreement indefinitely and unconditionally. This agreement has three main points, namely non-proliferation, disarmament, and the right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. I'll end with July 1, 1967, the Brussels Agreement enters into force. The Merger Agreement or the Brussels Agreement is a European agreement that combines the three executive bodies of the European Coal and Steel Society, the European Atomic Energy Community, and the European Economic Community into a single institutional structure. This agreement was signed in Brussels on April 8, 1965 and entered into force from July 1, 1967. This agreement stipulates that the EEC Commission and the Council of the EEC shall replace the Euratom Commission and Council and the High Authority and the CSC Council. Although each community is legally independent, all three are public institutions and together are known as the European Community. This agreement is considered by some to be the beginning of the modern European Union. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anata Jayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on People's Consultative Assembly Chairman Appreciates Smooth Elections. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia, Zulkifli Hasan, appreciated the implementation of the Regional Heads Election or Pilkada 2018, which ran safely and smoothly. Zulkifli asked the elected regional heads to fulfill their promise to the people, one of which is bringing prosperity. Zulkifli Hasan at the Parliament Complex Jakarta on Thursday said it was not right to pursue power as a way to become rich. The head of the region must work seriously for the people to make changes, progress, and prosperity. Zulkifli also expressed his gratitude to all the people of Indonesia, especially in 171 regions that implemented election 2018 because the elections ran safely and orderly. According to Zulkifli Hasan, this is the victory of democracy, Indonesia, and the society. 171 regions conducted elections simultaneously in 2018, consisting of 17 provinces, 39 cities, and 115 districts on Wednesday, June the 27th. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Wiranto, considers in general the implementation of regional election simultaneously in 171 electoral districts as safe and controlled. Wiranto, at a press conference at Police Headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday, said there was no disturbance of security or terror that disrupted the voting process. With regard to the results of rapid counts in a number of electoral districts, Coordinating Minister Wiranto appealed to the winners not to show too much exuberance and those who lost not show the disappointment that could cause problems. He added the election is a lesson and a positive experience for the Indonesian people who uphold and values democracy well. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Indonesian state-owned enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno explained that she has discussed Freeport Indonesia's acquisition value with Freeport McMoRan head executive Richard Atkerson, and that the final negotiation was $3 billion US and almost touching $4 billion is still being finalized. The World Bank's Executive Board of Directors approved a new $300 million loan that will be used to support the Indonesian government in conducting reforms to reduce costs and to improve the reliability of maritime logistics. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Wajrio said Sharia economy can reduce disruption to exchange rate stability. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri said that the most challenging issue facing Indonesia ahead of the Industrial Age 4.0 is the matter of human resources and their skills. In a bid to boost tourism and attract foreign tourists, Indonesian Tourism Ministry has launched Bali Hot Deals promotion packages, according to Igede Pitana in a recent statement at the Bali promotion, which was part of the Visit Wonderful Indonesia 2018, a program initiated by tourism stakeholders and associations. Chief Executive of State-Owned Lender PT Bank Tabungan Negara Mariono said relaxation in the regulation of loan-to-value ratio for houses would boost demand for property. International rock music performances in Yogyakarta, Jogja Rockarta will present Megadeth, the legendary thrash metal group from Los Angeles, United States. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, nice to be with you all over again in Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including favorite destinations, unique art and culture, even culinary. Today I will introduce Bina Rundak, the special culinary of Motoboy Besar, North Sulawesi Province. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Bina Rundak is one of the typical foods in Motoboy Besar, Kota Mabagu, North Sulawesi Province. However, something similar to it is also known in many parts of Indonesia. For instance, most people in North Sulawesi call it nasi jaha, or in Gorontalo it is known as nasi bulu. In some places on the island of Sumatra, Bina Rundak is known as lemang. In Motoboy Besar, Bina Rundak has become an icon. There is a Bina Rundak monument erected in the area with a height of 18 meters. Inaugurated by the mayor of Kota Mabagu on August 2, 2014, it stands upright and strong in the middle of the village. Eating Bina Rundak in Motoboy Besar has become a tradition. Usually 1 week after Idul Fitri Day, local people always hold this celebration or Bina Rundak Lebaran. The tradition is said to be deliberately created by people who return home from other areas. Besides being a series of Idul Fitri celebrations, this tradition is also an opportunity to ask forgiveness from people at the hometown, especially the elders, for any wrongdoing made intentionally or unintentionally before the travelers return to their respective homes. At the peak of the celebration, tons of coconut husk and binarundak ingredients are prepared by residents. The process is fairly unique. The glutinous rice is mixed with herbs and spices such as onion, ginger, lemongrass, and coconut milk. Then a mixture of the rice and spices are put into bamboo stems covered with banana leaves inside. After that, the bamboo is grilled with coconut husk and shell. Throughout the process of making binarundak, people take turn flipping the typical food to cook evenly. When binarundak is being prepared in every house, thick smoke will billow along the street. At this time of day, those who have not had time to visit each other during Idul Fitri day will use the opportunity to do it. In the afternoon, most of the binarundak is ready to be transported by a committee assigned to designated place. Here, the binarundak is set aside and served to be eaten together. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today over Voice of Indonesia about binarundak culinary in Motoboy Besar, North Sulawesi Province, and Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, also lifestyle. This edition explores the topic of UGM students utilize cassava waste for fish feed coating. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at the frequency of 9525 kilohertz. Cassava is very easy to find in various regions in Indonesia. The part of this plant commonly used or consumed is the fruit, or to be exact, the tuber. Cassava peel is usually discarded and become waste, but actually it can be utilized somehow. A group of students of Gajah Mada University or UGM Yogyakarta developed a breakthrough by making fish feed coatings or pellets from cassava peel waste. This innovation can increase the effectiveness of fish feed cultivation. One member of the team, Muhammad Burhanuddin Fauzi, said this fish feed or pellets coating provides benefits because it is not easily crumbled. The peel serves as a holder so as not to easily absorb water. According to Fauzi, the edible coating nature on the cassava peel starch makes the fish feed not easy to absorb water and can last longer. In addition, it will not easily crumble in water, so it can reduce contamination or residual feed. The innovation named by the students eating paku, which is an Indonesian abbreviation of edible coating of cassava peel starch, came from UGM Student Creativity Program 2018. Fauzi developed it with his colleagues in Agriculture Engineering and Biosystem Faculty of Agriculture Technology, namely Ahadian Ansor and Muhammad Idris Ramadana, with the guidance of Sri Rahayu. Fauzi added that the test results showed the pellet coating can survive in water for 5 to 7 hours. The use of cassava peel starch as the basis for making the coating is chosen because it is relatively cheap compared to other materials such as protein and lipids. In addition, the raw material of cassava peel is available quite abundantly in the community. In fact, cassava peel usually only becomes a waste that has not been optimally utilized. The preparation of fish feed coating is done by processing cassava peel to become starch first. Then the starch is formulated and mixed with glycerol, carboxymethyl, cellulose, and water. Finally, the resulting solution is sprayed onto the pellet so the fish feed is more durable in water. According to Ahadian, the idea of developing this fish feed coating started from fish farmers in Sleman who often complained about the condition of their self-made fish feed, which quality is not as good as fish feed on the market, but the price is relatively more expensive. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia. Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters and also emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Ron Howard in California, USA. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 3325 kHz at 27 hours to 2032 hours Western Indonesia time on June 13, 2018. Hello, Mr. Ron Howard. Thank you very much for your reception report. Reading your reception report, we see that you can monitor our radio clearly. Well, Mr. Ron Howard, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Ron Howard, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Lama sendiri dalam langkah sepi, tak pernah kukira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Well, listener, now we will reply an email from Shivendu Paul in India. He reported that on June 16, 2018, at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC, he could not hear our English program through website. He said that there was no sound, and the program was running, but there was no sound. And he tried through mobile and also computer. Hello, Mr. Shivendu Paul. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. We are really sorry for your inconvenience, and we will forward your report to our technical division. As your information, our broadcast can now be heard again through shortwaves on frequency of 3325 kHz. And we hope that through this frequency, you can monitor our broadcast clearly. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. And for you, we will play a beautiful song.
Sabit melengkungkan dan senyummu tabur bintang serupa kilau auramu. Aku pun sadari ku segera berlari. Cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi. Firasat
listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a tweet from Mitsuo Takane in Japan. In his tweet, he told that he can hear Voice of Indonesia in Japanese program on 3325 kHz in Tokyo, and he asked whether this is official frequency. Hello, Mr. Mitsuo Takane, thank you for your attention on our broadcast. For the time being, we broadcast our program through frequency of 3325 kHz because our old frequency 39525 kHz is being repaired. Hopefully, you can monitor our radio through 3325 kHz, and please don't forget to send your reception report on our broadcast. Well, Mr. Mitsuo Takane, hopefully our information can be useful for you, and so please keep listening to our broadcast. And here is a beautiful song for you.
Semuanya telah ku beri dengan kesungguhan.
pasti dirimu. Tolong lihat aku dan jawab pertanyaanku. Mau dibawa kemana hubungan kita? Jika kau terus menunda-nunda dan tak pernah menyatakan cinta.
Now, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to reply an email from Srinivasa Raju in India. He was listening to English program on June 21st, 2018 at 10:00 hours to 10:25 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Srinivasa Raju. Thank you for sending your reception report on our broadcast. And for your information, our broadcast canal can also be listened through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz, and also you can visit our website www.voynews.id. So please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voy@voynews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and also The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ani Hasana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Cintaku kemana?
semuanya telah terjadi. Cintaku telah pergi.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.